Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think we got to do this. The season kicks off tonight as the Chiefs and the Ravens get going tonight. And we got to do our predictions. Usually I am the closest. I picked the champion last year. My MVP that I picked was second in the voting in Dak Prescott. Clint went with Aaron Rodgers last year. We know how that worked out. Four snaps and he's out. So Tyler, I believe, had Josh Allen last year. So, we have fun with this thing. Let's do our picks. Let's start from the lowest. All right. Who is your and Tyler, I'll kick it off with you. Who is your defensive MVP? Who do you think is going to win the defensive player of the year voting?
Well, it's one of a few things I can think of out of Texas A&M right now that doesn't infuriate me. I'm going with Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett, okay.
He's had 14 sacks last season, and the two seasons each before that, he had 16 sacks. The dude just gets it done in the pass rush. I think he'll continue to do that, being the freak he is this season.
I'm going pass rusher too, Clint. I really like the Lions this year, and I think Aiden Hutchinson has a really good outside chance to jump up. I want to say Micah Parsons, but I think people are getting annoyed and tired with him. He's finished top three all 3 years he's been in the league. But I'm going to go with Aiden Hutchinson as being the obvious number one defensive player for the Lions.
I'll go T.J. Watt. I mean, if he's healthy and he's playing, he's in the conversation, so I feel good about the pick. And I think it'd be beautiful.
If Tyler would have gone with Max Crosby, we could have had all-white pass rushers.
I thought very seriously about it.
Damn it, Tyler. We could have had all-white pass rushers if Tyler had gone with him. All right, MVP.
Damn.
Clint, who you rolling with MVP?
I'm sticking to my guns, man. I'll try it again this year. Aaron Rodgers.
Stop it.
I'm going Aaron Rodgers. I think with the usual suspects, there's a lot of fatigue, man.
When I came out of the darkness.
So he gets his fifth.
There's a lot of
usual. He's won four of them.
No. Yeah, but I'm talking about the recent ones. I'm talking about like Lamar Jackson. I'm talking I think there's a story behind Aaron Rodgers.
There is a story.
If he plays well, he is going to get all of the credit with the Jets. The Jets have a 13-year playoff drought right now. They were 7-10 last year. More importantly, they were dysfunctional as hell last year. If you watched Hard Knocks, he's standing on the sidelines with a busted up Achilles, telling the head coach, "Hey man, chill out, just relax a little bit. It's the first quarter, man. Just chill out." So I just think the other guys that are in the conversation, they're already winning Super Bowls. They're already winning with their team, winning MVPs. They're winning 12 or 13 games. A lot of these guys. It's going to be the same old with the same team. If Aaron Rodgers plays well and the Jets are in the conversation, he is going to get a ton of credit and a ton of love. And so I'm going to ride Aaron Rodgers.
You said story. I'm going to go with story, too. I'm going to go with a guy that's been in the top five in the last several years. I'm going to go with Josh Allen. Josh Allen has the story with, I've lost Diggs. He's lost weapons. They got rookies coming in. And if they play well, and if the Bills are in contention, if they win that division, which I think they've got a really good shot to do, I think Josh Allen will get a lot of credit and a lot of praise because of everything he's lost, right? And I think sometimes when people view that you're doing more with less, I think Patrick Mahomes won his MVP the year, one of his MVPs the year he lost Tyreek Hill. I think this is a potential similar situation with Josh Allen. I think he's been one of the best quarterbacks in the game all year. And now people think he's doing it with less. So I'm gonna go with Josh Allen. Who you got, Tyler?
I'm going with Joey Burr. I'm going with your twin, Ron. I'm going with Joey Burrow and his new blonde hair. I think he'll stay healthy this year. I really like Joey Burrow. Has nothing to do with Joey Burrow being on both of my fantasy football teams. Nothing to do with that. But Joey Burrow is where I'm going for this year's MVP.
All right, he's not my twin. His blonde, I think, looks a little bit better than mine. He's given more of an effort with his blonde. But Joe Burrow, he said, "Hey, I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to go this year." All right, Super Bowl matchups. My Super Bowl matchups, I'm going to stick with the champs until they're dethroned and they got better than they were last year. I think their roster overall is better. I'll go with the Chiefs. And then
I think everybody's
darling, the Detroit Lions. I like the Chiefs and the Lions in the Super Bowl. The Lions almost got there last year. I think they learned a lot from last year. I like the Chiefs and Lions to be in New Orleans. Go ahead, Clint.
I'm going to ride that Rodgers horse.
I figured if you had him as your MVP,
go flip the TV on or pick a radio station. The Lions and the Chiefs are everybody's pick. I just can't.
The sense of humor that the universe
can't,
has.
Can't go with the status quo, man. I'm going to ride the Jets, and I'm going to make a little story out of it. The Jets and the Packers.
I almost went with Green Bay. I like the Packers a lot, too.
Jets and the Packers. There's going to be a hell of a storyline there, obviously, with Love and Rodgers. And I do think that those two teams, assuming Rodgers stays healthy, that's a big assumption. I do think that those two teams have the dudes to make that kind of run, and we'll see. But I like the storyline. I'm gonna ride my MVP.
All right, I got the Chiefs winning it three in a row. Who's your winner?
Jets.
You got
my MVP.
MVP. You got the Jets. All right, Tyler. Bring it home. What's your Super Bowl and who's your winner?
The last one standing. Get ready. Prepare yourselves, Houston. I'm putting down my pain of the past, man. I'm believing. I'm putting down all the hurt I've had with this squad.
Let
them
hurt
Houston.
Come on.
Your Houston Texans are going to the Super Bowl representing the AFC. I'm like Ron. Lions representing the NFC. And unfortunately, although it will be exciting, and C.J. Stroud in only year two, D'Amico in only year two, they will reach that grand stage of a Super Bowl. They will fall short. They'll learn some lessons. Dan Campbell and the Lions win the Super Bowl this year.
That would be a lot of fun. My man right here, he didn't even know what to do with himself when he heard him. He just did a soft clap like he wouldn't even read.
We got to start getting past our hurt and our pain and really start believing, man. This is a squad.
Believe. Why not, man?
Tyler teed up Texans Nation to pick an Aggie to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Someone texted in, nobody's got the Niners. I feel like their window might be closing here on this.
But we're not saying they're not going to be in the playoffs and be a real contender. I mean, all we did was talk winner and matchup.
Yeah, they've been there. I think they're probably thought to be the favorite out of the NFC right now.
I mean, the Lions, the Eagles, the 49ers, same thing in the AFC. You start talking about the Chiefs, and the Ravens. And, you know, there's the I guess the Bengals are up there again. Yeah. I mean, those are the it's, I mean, it's not just because you didn't pick them, don't mean you're not going to make a run.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.